Up.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Oh yeah, welcome back. It is hour number three right here on Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you. Russian authorities have arrested eight people following the Crimea Bridge blast, and they blame the Ukrainian intelligence officer being behind it. Alex Jones, the talk radio host, must pay Sandy Hook families nearly $1 billion for claiming that it was a false flag or a hoax. It's according to the jury. And then, and apparently he's already started bankruptcy mediation, by the way, as well. And then we have federal officials expect higher rates to remain in place for quite some time because they expect higher inflation to remain for quite some time. Talked about that a little bit last hour. It's Pets Call right now, Bobby Rossi. I saw a couple stories that up north, they are getting concerned that they're starting to see a bit of a COVID spike. And so I was like, oh, I wonder what's going on here in our area then. So I pulled it up, and it looks like we have had about a 7% increase in COVID cases over the past week compared to the previous week. 7% in the state. It's about 10,000 positive cases statewide. And once again, we've brought this up. It's been a while since we talked about COVID at all. So just as a reminder, these numbers definitely are, it's actually interesting because these numbers are a bit more skewed than you would think. Meaning, if we have 7% positivity rate, then that would be, you think, well, that's low. That's a low percentage here. But the reality of it is it's skewed because the people who are going and getting tested, like in person places, are people who already think that they have it. Because we no longer are really doing the thing where you're testing people just to, so they can come into work, or testing people so they can travel. And or yes, some of these are people who are trying to do international travel, so they have to get tested. But for the most part, it's people going in who are already sick and are like, I wonder if I have COVID, let me go in. Because often what people are doing when they're not feeling well is they're going to get in the at-home test. So for us to have only 7% who are testing positive for COVID, that's actually really good, because that means, you know, like they were thinking they had COVID. They took an at-home test. That home test came in negative, or it might have came in positive, but they wanted to go and check and see if they still, you know, if they're still getting, if it really was. And those are the people who are going to get tested in person. Because a lot of people are going and getting that home test, it's coming in negative, and they're like, yeah, okay, I guess I don't have it. You know what I mean? So when we look at new positivity cases, the positivity is 7.1% the last time this was done, and that has just been a steady decline. July 29th, the last that week of July 29th, we had 65,000 positive cases. Now we're down to 10,793. It's just been a steady decline. All right, it's so definitely no spike going on here in Florida. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing delays, as well as Davis Highway, 29 and 90. Also, our slowdowns on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre have cleared up. We have posted speeds in both directions. See something else? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service, located on Davis Highway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Coming up here next, top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Stick around. there it is. You hear it. The Tomahawk chant for Florida State Seminoles. So here it is. If you would like a winner, to win a pair of tickets to go see the Florida State Seminoles play number 4 Clemson, then just text in the word touchdown. Text in the word touchdown, all one word, to 850-437-1620. It's 850-437-1620. The game is going to be at 7:30 Eastern time on Saturday, by the way. So if you'd like to attend it, give us a call, 850-437-1620. No, don't give us a call. Text us the word touchdown, 850-437-1620, and you could have a chance to win. Gracie will select one of the winners. And then Monday, October 24th, is going to be the only debate between Governor DeSantis and Congressman Charlie Crist. News Radio is going to carry it live at 6 o'clock. Monday, October 24th, the gubernatorial debate between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist. So be sure to tune into that. And then October 20th, we have the Rally 2022 Candidate Forum on WSRE that we're going to broadcast at 7 o'clock. And that's for U.S. Congressional District 1, Florida Senate Districts 1 and 2, and Florida House District 1 and 2. We're going to be broadcasting that October 20th at 6 p.m. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. A city councilwoman in Los Angeles has now had to resign after allegations of racist remarks, and two other Los Angeles council members also facing the same pressure. Apparently that trio was heard making remarks about blacks, Jews, Armenians, dark-skinned Latinos, and others. California's attorney general now investigating. They say the three politicians and a labor leader were heard discussing redistricting in their area. And on the tape, they talked about ways to give Latinos more power at the expense of African Americans. President Biden signing a proclamation to establish the Camp Hale Continental Divide National Monument. The president says Camp Hale represents Colorado's natural beauty, tells the story of America's indigenous tribes. And apparently that's also where the U.S. Army prepared to fight in World War II, as the terrain was similar to where they ultimately ended up in the Italian Alps. Bobby, a North Carolina-based hot sauce maker, now facing a lawsuit over false advertising. USA Today reporting that Philip White from California has filed a lawsuit against the manufacturers of Texas Pete hot sauce. Says he wouldn't have purchased it if he knew it was created in Winston-Salem. White's lawyers claim the company cheated its way to a market-leading position by tricking customers. He wants them to change their branding. Of course, the hot sauce company's owner says that the name was a nickname for one of his kids.
I think this is. I saw that, and it's apparently a class action suit, meaning other people are like, "Yep, I'm gonna sue too." And so I'm like, "Really?" Because it's called Texas hot sauce, but it's not made in Texas. But that doesn't mean anything. Can't you get Kansas City barbecue sauce? I mean, it's just a style of sauce, right?
Now, to be
Memphis
fair,
barbecue sauce?
To be fair, I think that there is a possibility. I might think somebody from Texas could make a better hot sauce.
But what if they're from Texas, they just happen to live in North Carolina and are making Texas hot sauce?
Ah, there we go.
See what I'm saying? It's just they could be from Texas. They just make it in North Carolina. That's the only thing right there. So if that's the case, then you can make Texas hot sauce. Or maybe there's somebody who just loves Texas barbecue. They go to Texas all the time, get some hot sauce down there, and they're just like, you know what? I think I can make this at home too. And so I'm just saying there's some possibilities there.
It'll be interesting to see how the class action turns out. I think it'll be like the tuna lawsuit. You remember the tuna lawsuit a few years back?
Yeah, you're right. I think seeing what the class action suit will say is going to be a big issue right there. We'll have to see what happens with it over there on that. I saw something else like this where I believe it was Dos Equis, where somebody sued Dos Equis because they went, wait a minute. So Dos Equis is a Texas-based beer company. And they sued because they were like, they thought it was Mexican, like it was a Mexican beer. And when they found out, like, it's not even like sold in Mexico, they were like, wait a minute, I'm suing over this. I think it's funny because I guess like what this guy is saying in your report is he's saying he wouldn't have bought the hot sauce if the hot sauce really wasn't made in Texas. And so people really are making like decisions based on that. Like, oh man, I really like this hot sauce, but since it's not in Texas, I ain't buying it. You know what I mean? Like the guy was buying it already. And he liked it apparently.
Right.
Because he kept buying it over and over.
Been buying it for 30 years and finally figured out it was made in Carolina. Can't trust this hot sauce anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, well. Yeah, here's a couple texts. Oh, for Pete's sake. Yeah, there's a Pete joke. I gotcha. I said, I'm going to sue every bar selling margaritas that weren't actually made in Mexico. That's right. Next thing you know, you're going to be suing Italian companies. Olive Garden, how dare they? They're not really from Italy. This goes on and on and on. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf.
Really nothing to slow us down this afternoon. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Coming up here next, there is a kid at Ferry Pass Middle School who apparently went to the hospital due to eating some sort of gummy. And so we'll talk about that coming up here next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. I did not know this. Old El Paso hot sauce is made in New York. Really? Yeah. It says the tuna lawsuit was because they advertised their tuna as dolphin safe, but it was actually harvested in a way that killed dolphins. Yeah, I remember that one. The tuna of the sea or whatever it was. All right. I want to share this story. Ferry Pass Middle School had apparently a number of students today who were evaluated at school and then released to the parents. But one of them, at least, was taken to the hospital. They were experiencing symptoms after ingesting gummies of some sort. Now it looks like notified or they were taken to the hospital out of caution. They're not really sure exactly if there's anything wrong because it seems that the gummies, according to Escambia County Sheriff's Office, gummies were actually truly Lifesavers candy gummies. But we brought this up before. There's actually a couple of lawsuits out there right now. And I think that there could be an argument where you could make that would say it's deceptive ad practices, for these CBD companies and marijuana companies who are having THC in gummies and in candies that look very much like the original candy, like the real candy. Like I've seen some of like the Sour Patch Kids. Somebody sent in a picture just earlier of Skittles, but they're called Zittles. But they look exactly the same and the packaging looks just like the real Skittles packaging. Well, if somebody takes the package, you know, takes the Skittle, the Zittle, out of the Zittle's packaging and just pours them in a clear plastic bag, how are you going to know what the difference is? Same thing with the other gummies. And so even though it looks like this was an okay case, I can definitely see the concern where kids are passing around candy in school now, and one kid might not even know that what he's passing around is drugs because he might have just saw it at home from an older sibling or a guest or even a parent.
Ombe say, ombe tell you to run.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
The moment
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. What's he say there anyway? He just mumbles. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us. 850-437-1620. Did we get a winner of the Florida State tickets?
Yes, George. Congratulations, George.
George, congratulations. That's fantastico. Pretty much, I believe tomorrow is the last day for a chance to win some Florida State tickets. In fact, I'm gonna give you a little preview here. Let's see, because I can look at the schedule and see which show is supposed to be giving them away. Believe it is. Well, maybe today was the last day, actually. Yeah. So every week of a home game, we've got five pairs of tickets to give away. So, tomorrow. Yeah, it's tomorrow morning during Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. There it is. I thought there was another pair of tickets to give away. WSRE's Fiesta del Vino y Comida is going on. It's their annual wine and food classic featuring local chefs, live music, special guest Alejandro Ramos, host of The Great American Recipe. If you'd like to get tickets, just go to WSRE.org for those tickets. And just a reminder, October 24th will be the only gubernatorial debate between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist. We're going to be carrying it live at 6 p.m. Once again, that's Monday, October 24th, the only debate between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist. So be sure to tune in for that. And a final reminder here for you, we have a new mobile app. Just look for News Radio Pensacola in the App Store so you can stream us anytime, anywhere. And top three stories here for you in the news, starting off with Russia has arrested eight individuals that they say are responsible for the blowing up the Crimea Bridge. And the feds, in their recent minutes, basically shows that they think that inflation is going to remain high for quite some time. Therefore, they're planning on keeping interest rates high for quite some time. Alex Jones, the talk radio host, has been a jury says that he should pay $960 million for hoax claims. So this is the whole Sandy Hook thing. We're after the Sandy Hook shooting. Alex Jones, the talk radio host, who's pretty much known for his conspiracy theories, like, one of the things that really kind of put him on the map was he was the guy who was really out there pushing that the government was behind the attack of 9/11, that the government was the one that, you know, that they had gasoline and other things that were set up to melt the beams. And, you know, he had this whole thing. That was Alex Jones. All right. So this is what he does. And this is how he's built his audience. The Sandy Hook, the families of the victims of Sandy Hook sued him, and now the jury says that he should pay almost $1 billion. That's wow. Yeah, that wow. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, Major League Baseball, it was a rain delay for the Phillies-Atlanta Braves game for a long time. Now it finally got underway, and it's in the top of the second inning. This game is on Fox. Scoreless game still. The Phillies lead that series, of course, 1-0 after they upset the Braves in the first game. And on FS1 at 7:35 will be the Padres against the Dodgers, and the Dodgers lead that series 1-0. Second day of regular season NHL hockey right now in the first period. Columbus Blue Jackets and Carolina still scoreless. Toronto Maple Leafs against Montreal scoreless. On TNT, the end of the first period, Boston Bruins are beating the Washington Capitals 2-0. When that game is over, the Chicago Blackhawks will be playing the Colorado Avalanche on TNT. Then NBA preseason basketball going on right now. And you see, you got Cleveland Cavaliers beating Atlanta by 5 points. New York Knicks are beating Indianapolis by 10. The Charlotte Hornets are leading the 76ers by 3 points. just getting tipped off is the New Orleans Pelicans against the Miami Heat. That's still tied at 4 apiece. And on ESPN, the Brooklyn Nets already lead the Milwaukee Bucks, actually just by 1 point. And that's on ESPN. When that game is over, ESPN will have the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Lakers. And college football going on tonight as well, right now with 9:40 left in the first quarter. University of Louisiana has the ball. It's still a scoreless game against Marshall. That game is on ESPN, too. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf.
Roadways are checking in clear with no major slowdowns or delays. I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as Highway 29 and 90. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the Fives.
All right. Some of the top stories in news today is that Davante Adams, the wide receiver for the Raiders, he has now been charged with a misdemeanor assault. And this is from when the cameraman basically walked right in front of him, got in the way, and he pushed him a little too hard, pushed him down. Well, with that, they're now trying to charge him with misdemeanor assault, which, as I stated before, to me is just absolutely ridiculous. I just cannot believe this. I mean, the guy ran into him. The cameraman ran into him. he shouldn't have pushed him down so hard. Well, you shouldn't have walked into him. I just cannot believe this. They just the lack of consequences of people's actions. Yet Davante Adams is getting consequence for his actions. Yet the other guy who basically instigated it isn't getting consequence. I just don't get it. Odell Beckham Jr. says that L.A. was where he wanted to be, but they didn't offer him anything. Well, just coming out last hour, head coach Sean McVay says they haven't given their final offer to him yet. So still might be a chance that he'll return to L.A. He's a free agent right now as he's recovering from an ACL injury. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick not really offering any clues to quarterback Mac Jones' status for week 6, which usually is pretty tight-lipped. The Giants kicker, they played in London on Sunday, and the Giants kicker is still in London. He's having passport issues and is not able to return. The head coach for the Miami Dolphins says he can't say with certainty that Tua Tagovailoa won't play this week, even though he is ruled out. Dallas Cowboys say that Dak Prescott began his throwing today, but he's probably still will not play for on Sunday either. And the Warriors will fine but not suspend Draymond Green for punching a teammate in practice. What? They're not going to suspend him? He's not going to get charged with misdemeanor assault for actually punching somebody? That's kind of, well, I don't know what's going on here. I'm just joking. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620. So, today's sign of the apocalypse is very bizarre. There's 4 daycare workers. Now, granted, they have been fired now, but they're in Mississippi. They wanted to discipline some of the children in the daycare. So we're talking about young children. So they donned a scream mask and basically tried to scare them. They did it at least twice, once last month and again last Tuesday. One of them would walk around in the mask, get right up in their faces, and yell at them in some sort of kind of high-pitched, witchy voice. The kids were obviously terrified, obviously traumatized, obviously going to need some therapy. One of the videos, they screamed, "You better be good," while another worker laughs and then chases them around. I would lose my mind if somebody did this to my kids. Like, talk about misdemeanor assault. It would not be misdemeanor assault. It would be felony assault. Wow. Once again, I mean, yeah, they're out of a job, but how could somebody like this get a job being a daycare worker in the first place that you think it's okay to petrify children? as a way of disciplining. That's just, oh, my goodness gracious. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, that is your sign of the apocalypse. Coming up next, quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Hey, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. That sign of the apocalypse one, it's a doozy. It is a doozy. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom real quick. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, the smallest ship in the Carnival fleet, also the only cruise ship to call Mobile home, heading out to sea for its final voyage for Carnival next week. The Ecstasy, setting out on a five-night trip to Mexico on Monday. After that, it could either be sold or sent to the scrapyard. It's going to leave Mobile, though, without a home cruise ship for possibly up to a year. Carnival does say they'll have a newer and larger ship based there within a year. But it leaves Mobile city leaders trying to find ways to make up about a $6 million revenue shortfall, and also hotels looking to fill rooms until that happens. Mobile hosting a celebration for the ship on Monday.
All right. Yeah, I saw that as well. This is being replaced, right? Is that what you just said?
It is. Down the road, though, it's like, I think maybe about a year away, they're going to have a new ship there.
I thought it was going to be quicker than that.
Yeah, so they're going to have a little stretch of time at least where they're not getting that revenue in, not filling the hotel rooms and all that. So,
gotcha. Okay. I understand. So, well, that's... I don't know how often that one was used a whole lot, though. I mean, is it always, like, full? Is it always booked, that cruise ship over Mobile?
I'm not 100% sure, but, I mean, they just built that new port for it and everything,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, the new port for it, yeah. I guess they must be getting enough. I mean, it's the closest one to, you know, between here and I think the next closest heading west would be Galveston, Texas. So you're going to get a lot of Louisiana people, Mississippi people. Obviously Alabama and Panhandle people, Texas, Tennessee. So, yeah, I bet it probably is used quite a bit. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I saw this story here. You know, pretty much every car, every vehicle that's made for the road has some sort of governor on it. The governor will prevent, well, it'll have a top speed. It'll max out the speed. You know, you might think, well, this is just the fastest this car will go. Well, the car might actually go a little bit faster, but it has a governor on it that makes sure that you can't go any faster. Usually, the governor is set around 155 miles an hour, though. So most people do not even try to go 155 miles an hour. But there's a new concept, new thing going around that maybe manufacturers should have governors set on the car that is GPS enabled. What this would do is it would recognize that this governor would recognize what road you are on and therefore what the speed limit is of that road and prevent you from going over the speed limit. That's right. If you're on a 45 mile an hour speed limit road, the max you could go physically in the vehicle would be 45 miles an hour. You're on a 70-mile-an-hour road, 70 miles an hour is the faster you're going. 30 miles an hour, same thing. And the idea is, you know, once you hit that 70-mile-an-hour or 50-mile-an-hour or whatever, an alarm would go off, and then the accelerator would just cut out until you slow down. But there would be an override button that lets you speed for 15 seconds in case you need to merge or meet the flow of traffic or something like that. But that would be it. Now, right now, they are not forcing manufacturers to include this kind of governor, but they're trying to incentivize them to do so. Right, already, New York City is testing this kind of governor out, this GPS-enabled governor out on 50 government vehicles. And I'm like, wow. So, I mean, I don't even have to ask. I don't even have to say, text in if you like this idea, because I know nobody likes this idea. Like, I don't even like this idea, and I drive the speed limit. For the most of the time, I drive the speed limit, and I still don't like this idea. Like, that's not good. But you know what you're going to end up having? A whole bunch of people who are going to learn how to disable the governor. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Nothing to slow you down on our roads. I-10, I-110 moving nicely, as well as 29 and 90. Davis Highway and East Olive Road also looking good. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, yes, thank you very much. There are cruises in New Orleans. Okay. All right, so that's, so then basically this port from Mobile doesn't cover as big of an area as I thought it did, so that's good to know. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, good point here. If they add that kind of governor, it will kill sports cars. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have a couple of friends who they pretty much only buy, like, Corvettes, that's basically all they really buy is, like, those kinds of cars. If they buy a Mustang, it's going to be the GT Shelby version, right? And they, most of the time, they drive it just normal. But once in a blue moon, on a weekend or something, they're wanting to see what they can do. And they, you know, they put the pedal to the metal. That's why they have that car. And so, yes, it would definitely do a lot of damage to sports cars, I think. I can't imagine them doing this and getting away with it. And even if they do, if they really want to enforce it, they're going to have to figure out what to do if people disable it. Because right now, most people don't disable the governor because, like I said, it can, you know, it goes up to 155 miles an hour and most people aren't even going to try to go that fast. But if you have it where you can't even go a few miles over the speed limit, then you're going to have a lot of people who are going to be kicking it. And here's the thing, too. Then it will only be on new cars, right? So what would happen? You get a whole bunch of people going, never mind, I ain't buying a new one after all. I'm going to go ahead and buy. It's going to help the used car market explode. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I do want to share real quick here. I only got about a minute left. I met a guy the other day from Cuba. This was a while ago. He shared his story. He was a history teacher in college and was teaching things that the government didn't want him teaching, didn't want the kids to know about. And these college kids, he goes, they're smart. They know what's going on. And they were asking him, what's life like in other countries? So he told them. The next week, while he was teaching, police officers came in, arrested him, detained him, started interrogating him. Next thing you know, started torturing him, pulled five of his teeth out, and also ended up electrocuting him, and eventually beat him so badly he broke his back in four different places. He ended up being in a wheelchair for 2 years. When he finally was able to get out of the wheelchair, he recovered enough to escape. He ended up floating. Instead of the 90 miles taking about 4 hours, he floated for 20 days on the water. Was on the verge of starvation when he ended up being rescued and finally made it to America. He's been in America now for a year and a half.